The epistle for the third Sunday of Advent is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Philippians, the fourth chapter. Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. Let your modesty be known to all men. The Lord is nigh. Be nothing solicitous, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasseth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the first chapter. At that time, the Jews sent from Jerusalem priests and Levites to John to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and did not deny, and he confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then, art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not." "Art thou the prophet?" And he answered, "No." They said therefore unto him, "Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as said the prophet Isaiah." And they that were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said to him, "Why then dost thou baptize, if thou be not Christ, nor Elias, nor the prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there hath stood one in the midst of you, whom you know not. The same is he that shall come after me, who is preferred before me, the latchet of whose shoe I am not worthy to loose." These things were done in Bethania beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath exulted in God my Savior. These words are taken from the Gospel of St. Luke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, my dear faithful, is not only the third Sunday of Advent, known as Gaudete Sunday or Rose Sunday, but today is also the 490th anniversary of the apparition of Our Lady of Guadalupe. At her shrine in Mexico City, what thousands of pilgrims go to see, and what millions of people have gazed at with wonder and love, is the tilma of Juan Diego, on which, on December 12th, 1531, Our Lady put a self-portrait. Among the numerous wondrous details in the image, one thing we notice is the sash around her waist. To the Indians, this signified that Mary was expecting a child. You can also see that she stands between us and the sun. The light of the sun envelops her and casts lance-like rays all around her. The light of the sun seems to emanate from her person, framing her in a golden border of light, in an aura of resplendence and brilliance. Noticing her posture and bearing, not only do we see that she modestly has her eyes lowered, but we see that her hands are folded in an attitude of prayer. Thus, as God chosen to have her portrayed. And in this way, he would have Mary appear in 1531 and preserved in this miraculous picture for almost 500 years. But it was that same beautiful mother, that same face, that the Christ child looked into from his manger 2,000 years ago. When God deigned to come to earth, he chose to come through the Blessed Virgin Mary. During this time, we are preparing for our Savior's birth. And God became man and came to earth in order to save us, in order to win our hearts and draw us to himself. Therefore, he wants us to go to him, and he wants us to use that same channel he used when he came to us. That is, he wants us to go to him through Mary. He wishes that we draw closer to him by going through Mary, and so much so that Pope Leo XIII wrote in an encyclical, "According to the will of God, nothing is granted to us except through Mary." Or as St. Louis de Montfort always wrote, "To Jesus through Mary." Well, what does that actually mean, to go to Jesus through Mary? This means that we can look to Mary, look to her virtues, and see what made her so pleasing to God. Then by imitating her virtues and making ourselves more like her, more like the Blessed Mother, who is so pleasing to him, we then in turn draw closer to Jesus. This also means that when we honor the Blessed Mother, we honor him. This is so because he loves her so much and desires that she be loved and honored. St. Bernard explains this very point when he says, "Let us not imagine that we obscure the glory of the Son by the great praise we lavish on the Mother. For the more she is honored, the greater is the glory of her Son. There could be no doubt that whatever we say in praise of the Mother gives equal praise to the Son." When we praise her, she offers and gives it to her Son. She gives to her Son the honor and the glory. This is exactly what she did when she visited her cousin Elizabeth. And it is interesting to note that the visitation, what we meditate on in the second joyful mystery, is the subject of the Gospel of the Mass for the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. In this Gospel, Our Lady is expecting the Christ child, and she hastens to the home of her cousin to assist Elizabeth, who is expecting St. John the Baptist. Upon seeing Our Lady, St. Elizabeth, who has been given the grace to know that Mary is expecting the Savior of the world and is the Mother of God, St. Elizabeth begins to praise and exalt Mary. In so many words, she says, "How lucky I am that the Mother of my Lord should come to me." But instantly, Mary passes on that honor and all the glory to God himself. And Our Lady answers, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath exalted in God my Savior." In all things, Mary strove to magnify the Lord, to draw everything and everyone to God. Her whole life, her every thought, word, and deed, everything was directed to God's honor and glory. And thus, when anyone gives glory to Mary, she gives it to God. To honor Mary is to honor him. And because she is his beloved mother and the most perfect creature ever created, the honor which she gives him is higher and more dear to him. Mary brought our Lord into the world, and he wants the world to draw closer to him through her. This is why he had her manifest herself in so many different apparitions throughout the centuries, and why he deigned to give to the world a picture of his beloved mother. He wants everyone to love her as much as he does. In this image, we see Our Lady expecting the Christ child. She's waiting to bring God to us. We see Our Lady standing between us and the heavenly rays of the sun, for she is the channel between heaven and earth. And we see her hands folded in prayer. She prays that we do our part and come closer to her in order to draw near to him. My dear faithful, as the Blessed Virgin Mary brought our Lord into the world, as she offered him to the shepherds and the wise men, and let Saint Simeon hold the infant in his arms, so the Blessed Mother wants to bring our Lord into our daily lives. She wants us to become closer to the Christ child and even to hold him as she did. To draw closer then to our Blessed Mother and her Divine Son, see and learn from her example by praying the daily rosary. Meditate on the mysteries of the rosary and put yourself in the scene of the life of our Lord and our Lady. And then strive to imitate in your daily life the virtues you see Mary practice in her life: patience, humility, prayerfulness, purity, charity, resignation to God's will. If we look to the Blessed Mother, we have an example of every virtue. How lucky we are to have been given from heaven the image of our Blessed Mother of Guadalupe. Before 1531, many artists, devotees, and fervent Catholics could only imagine how tender Mary was and how beautiful, how modest and how loving. This image is straight from heaven. It is from her actual hands. And by looking to our mother and imitating her, let us draw ever closer to her and her divine son. The Blessed Mother is the best road to Jesus. With the words she once addressed to Juan Diego, she says to us, my child, come closer. My child, whom I love tenderly, where are you going? And what road are you taking? And let us answer, to Jesus through Mary. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.